levels?
Let's do the level all check right, while
minutes,
we're recording.
Right, two inches from your mouth. We'll do a level check for a minute.
Can I
have to do it off to the side, though.
Andy's fine.
Mad.
Moss, what? Speak up.
Speak up louder.
No, you're all good. Let's. Yeah,
Moss,
we're recording.
Where are you
now.
From in England?
Northwest originally, between Liverpool and Manchester.
Okay.
And then I moved south for a couple of years, and okay. then I moved out here.
I had a subcontractor that worked with me, and he was from Manchester.
Manchester?
Yeah. Yeah, he said a lot of cool things.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, no, he talked awesome. I love that guy. Still around, too. Lives in North Carolina now. Comes back once in a while to hang out.
That's good.
Big fan no, of Manchester's.
So this is expensive whiskey.
This is White Claw. To compliment the scotch.
You want to try some of my whiskey?
No, I'm good. I mean, it does look awesome.
It
does look good.
It's much better.
We're in the middle of a pandemic. We shouldn't kiss. That's half of a kiss right there.
Much. We shouldn't kiss much.
No, it's probably
true. Yeah, we won't kiss much.
All right, well.
So Andy's king of the mountain.
Did you start?
Yeah. I'm.
Oh, shit.
We're a minute and a half in.
He said things he regrets already.
Yeah. Kiss meaning drink from the same thinger that he's got them. Right.
You know, you got me saying thinger.
Thinger being glass.
Yeah, thinger. Yeah. I got my daughter saying thinger, too. Yeah. Probably shouldn't, but. So you guys built a green car and you did a bunch of stuff with it. What happened recently?
Nothing really, other than we blew up a motor a couple days ago.
Yeah. What? Really?
Andy borrowed my car, went to an autocross, won a bunch of money, did some celebratory burnouts, blew up my engine, and then billed me for a new one.
You blew up the engine doing the burnouts?
I didn't
know.
No,
on the dyno.
Those were rad burnouts, by the way.
Yeah.
Those donuts were linked very nicely.
He's a drifty boy now.
You know what he told me?
I don't
me?
Think they were.
He was trying to do a wall tap with it.
Really?
Yeah, I did try to do a wall tap with it a little. Cool. With the wing. I didn't hit it. I've gotten a little better since, though. I did a couple drift events since then. And
for listeners who don't know, what is King of the Mountain?
King of the Mountain is an autocross with a pretty hefty cash payout, but it's a little different than normal autocross. You have a qualifying first, so you have to qualify for it, and they take the top
32, I think.
Top 32, yeah. Essentially.
But it's split into two classes, so
there's
16 in
each
class.
There's two classes. So you have to qualify for it. If you get in, then it's a bracket battle. So you run up against another guy, and you just the fastest time keeps moving on. So
that's a good idea. We used to do that.
And you qualified?
Like 13th.
14th?
13th in the fast group, which, yeah, wasn't good. And I honestly had no expectations of winning. So when we kept advancing on, it was just like kind of a... just crazy every single time.
What are the rules?
The rules are about what? Two sentences?
200 tread wear tires.
And
either made after 1975 or before 1975,
yeah.
Depending on which
those are the two classes. But so it's very, very, very open.
Like tube frames allowed, retub and stuff.
So they really want more of like a door slammer type thing.
Right,
it's got to be a VIN streetcar kind of thing. I think this next year they're going to probably create maybe a few more rules.
Seems really open so far.
It's super open, super open.
Yeah.
So I think no one's really exploited the rules.
Need more fan cars at King of the Mountain.
Could.
Fan cars.
Like, do anything you want.
Sucker fans. Drop the chaparrals. Drop them.
Yeah.
The first round it was you run and then you flip, and it was like best of three, right?
No, two attempts.
Two attempts. And then after that, it's a knockout. Whoever wins goes.
So I think they do that the first round just because everyone's starting on cold tires. And they want to give everyone a little bit of a chance to have some warm tires.
Yeah.
So your first round, you get two tries, and it's just your best time of those two tries. You go on. And then it's just...
It really advanced quickly, too. Like, we're talking, what, an hour?
Yeah, accelerates really
fast. Adam was watching and texting me, like, as stuff was happening.
It was freaking gnarly, man.
It gets intense, especially when you keep advancing.
The live stream had the worst echo I've ever heard, but it was fun to watch.
Their live stream is definitely not up to grid life spec.
It was so fun to watch, though, because I knew, like, 10 of you guys in the field. It was really fun, so...
it's cool going to these events because you keep running into the same people right. that do grid life. I mean, I know like four people here at doing grid life that were at that autocross.
Right.
So it's kind of a small community once you keep.
Yeah, it was really cool. Fun to watch. But, yeah. So you advanced on, you won.
Just kept on going on. I feel like I got a little lucky. I was able to keep consistently, decently quick times, but stay clean.
Right.
And the other guys kind of kept on hitting cones. So that
that does help.
I think the four out of the six total race, battles I did,
right.
they hit cones. So.
So have you ever autocrossed before, Andy? Have you ever done that?
A couple times?
Just a couple. Yeah. What did you won Solo Nationals, what, like 3 years ago?
Yeah, I did it. I won
B Street, B Stock,
In B Street once with an S2, and then in a WRX with a, it was a, like a test class. It was RTA at the time. It was
The
street tire, the 200 tried to wear first started.
Right.
So it's not really recognized as a true championship.
Right.
If you talk to most SCCA people, but.
Did you get a green jacket, though?
I was supposed to get a jacket, but it never came. I never pursued trying to figure out what happened there. They said I was going to get one, and I didn't get it.
Did you get one for your...
For B Street? Yeah, I got one for B Street.
Did you ever wear it?
I wore it once just because I couldn't find any sort of rain jacket.
Right.
And then my girlfriend threw it away, I think.
No!
I think she did. I can't find it.
She donated it, didn't she?
She probably donated it.
Yeah.
She's always throwing shit away.
Well,
I open the trash to throw something away, and there's like my Grid Life Championship trophy from whatever. I'm like, what are you doing?
Damn, man.
Like, I'm sick of this. I've had
that thing for 6 weeks.
Yeah.
So you had a success. You also had a successful weekend in your other S2000, the yellow one, trainer. And so did Alex in the green car.
At PPIR. Yeah. No, that was a crazy week. We came off that week of winning both first place at PPIR, and then we went straight to UMI and won that.
Yeah.
And
Alex got the street mod title for that event, and then you took the GLTC weekend.
Yep.
That was your third GLTC weekend?
Third GLTC race. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Your car is pretty good out of the box, and you're wheeling pretty good. It's fun to watch, man.
It's been a good car. I like it.
How's it doing this weekend?
Well, so far it's been very wet, and I didn't bring any wet tires other than our old one-lap tires.
Right.
So it's just some street tires, some Michelin Pilot Super Sports.
Right.
So I'm really regretting not buying some Hoosier Wets, but...
It was kind of amazing, the difference in times in qualifying, because there was, like, the first 10 cars... were 2:50 to 2:54.
Yeah.
And then the next fastest car was a 2:58. And I was like, I bet he was on street tires.
Yeah. Big difference.
Which, yeah. I mean, I know, I think Tomo was on street tires. I mean, he was on those Falcons.
Yeah.
Which are nuts.
Tom's a little bit of an alien in the wet, though. Tom and Eric are really good in the wet. Like, almost stupid good in the wet.
Yeah. I feel a little bad being this far back.
You should.
I'm hoping I can make it up tomorrow.
I think you're going to do better tomorrow. It's going to be nicer. But we were just talking to Scott Giles about GLTC builds. How has that thing been to live with? It's a K24 Miata, or S2000.
S2?
Yeah, how has it been to live with? Like, a lot of problems, or is it just...
Well, it's come with a few of its own issues, but... I've done enough K-swaps, I've kind of figured out what kind of works, what doesn't work.
Right.
We've used Alex as a guinea pig on a lot of stuff, so...
Yeah, Alex's street mod car is a K24 turbo.
Right. So, when I did my car, I kind of already knew what I needed to do.
Right.
So it's... I don't want to say it's been trouble-free, but for the most part, it's been really good.
It's becoming kind of old hat for you?
Yeah, like I don't really... It's not something I have to worry about every session going out and something breaking. Like,
what do you have, like, wiring-wise? Like, how does that all work for you with your K-swaps now?
The wiring and trainer?
Right.
It's AEM Infinity with kind of a home-brewed custom wiring harness. And it's been working.
Good.
I know it's not, like, the pretty fancy wiring harness like some of these people sell. It's something I just kind of... I think I used the... half the wiring harness that came with the JDM engine. Like, when they pulled those JDM engines, they just, like, cut the wiring harness, like, I just started splicing into that stuff.
It's got the plugs on it.
Yeah, right. It's got all the plugs. Yeah. I'm going to just wire this the rest of the way to the to my own ECU. And yeah, it's been running good. Things done, I think since I've K-swapped it, it's probably have done at least five some thousand track miles.
That's
it's
a lot.
It's just, it's out there doing half-hour sessions pretty regularly.
What event? It was at Gingerman, I think. You blew it up at the bottom end went bad. And then, like, before 11 p.m. the next day, you
I was so upset with myself. So that was probably a partially self-induced problem.
Right.
I got a little greedy trying to make a nicer power band, and I threw some cams in there last minute and did some stuff, and I think there was... I think something happened there. Something went wrong. And, it ended up killing the motor. And I was so upset with myself that I'm like, I got to go home. This thing has to be fixed, like, tonight. Like, I do not want it, like...
fixed before midnight.
Like, I got to drive this... I want to drive this car home. Like, I don't... I hate that car being broken.
That's after a seven-hour drive back from the track.
Out of control, dude.
So I went straight to the shop. I told my girlfriend, hopefully she's not listening to this, I told her I just had to go to the shop, drop some stuff off. I quickly unloaded the S2. I had another motor already kind of like half prepped.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I'm going to swap this thing out quick. I don't know. It was just bugging me, just eating me up the whole way. The whole drive home was just like, what the fuck happened? This thing can't happen again.
What ended up happening?
I think there was an issue with the cams I put in. Right. For some weird reason, like the short block was fine, but the head, the cam caps cracked apart. Like it lost oil pressure in the head.
Really?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
So I haven't torn apart the short block quite yet to see if there's any other damage or something that happened, but like the head, like there's no oil pressure in the head. The short block seems fine.
Wow.
So I don't know.
That's something I've never heard of. But.
Me either. I think it had something to do with maybe the cam clearance, the bearing clearances on the cam or something. I don't
Interesting.
Know.
Well, you guys have done a bunch of K swaps. How has Super K been to live with us?
Super K has been awesome. It's it's been, I know. I mean, it's a high strung street modified car, so you get all
it's
the
pretty high
things
strung.
You have to live with that.
Yeah.
Most of the stress is on making sure I don't burn Andy out. Really, like on Wednesday this week when I got a picture of most of the engine sitting on the dyno. And him telling me it can't go to Road America this weekend. So, I mean, okay.
Like hell we can't.
It is what it is. And then the next message I get was a picture of another engine, the one attached to my DCT. And he said, well, we could have this in an hour. And so don't you dare take that trans off that engine.
Yeah.
And then next thing I know, he's like, I think we're good. I'll have this other one in by... Thursday.
I got a little greedy with power. And Road America obviously is a power track. And I just tried pushing it much further than we ever have before.
Right.
And that resulted in a rod coming out the block.
What kind of power can that thing make?
Well, it's been making 500 at 15 PSI.
Yeah.
Pretty much all season. I was up at about 21 PSI.
So we're talking a lot more.
Yeah, so...
but it can't handle that much more.
Yeah, it's a bone stock K24.
JDM K24? Yeah.
Other than the Type S pump or whatever, but...
Good grief. 21 PSI?
Yeah, so...
What turbo's on that?
Garrett, 660.
Yeah, G25 660.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it probably was near 600. But now I've kind of learned my limit now. Like, all right, let's just leave these things at 15 PSI, 500 horse. It can live there for a while.
Right, right.
And just Alex needs to just drive it faster.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, do better wall tap donuts at King of the Mountain, and Alex needs to drive faster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, we're learning our lessons. Yeah. So you painted the car. You did something I wanted to talk to you about. You did PDM. You did full rewiring of the car and everything.
Yeah. So this it's hard to remember these. We have all these different iterations with the car.
Yeah.
So we did. I think that was this winter. We did tore the car down to like bare shell, like nothing there at all. Started cutting off all brackets. I mean, the name of the game there was like get this car under 2,500 pounds.
Right.
So that's when we thought like, well, we got a lot of extra wiring stuff that we could probably get rid of if we go to something a little more modernized.
Right.
And did a PDM. So got rid of all fuse, the full fuse relay box, everything. There's no factory wiring in that car at all. It's just all PDM. engine harness. The ABS is hooked up on like a standalone type setup. Okay. The power steering is all kind of standalone.
And, oh, yeah, they're electric power steering, aren't they?
It's electric power steering, yep. So we've got it all controlled via, a PDM. It was kind of a new upcoming hardwire.
Yeah, hardwire electronics.
They're out of the UK. They kind of a new PDM system that's very affordable for what it can offer.
Yeah,
and,
it looks like it, yeah.
And Andy's a dealer for it, by the way.
Yes.
I'm debating between that and the CarTech that is the display at the same time.
Sure.
The PDM and display in one.
Yeah.
I really want to do one this winter. But,
well, if you do the hardwired, I mean, Alex has enough experience with a lot of the CAN stuff where we got it figured out to, if you want to have a display showing you status stuff with the power,
right.
If your headlights are on or off, it'll have a status display on your, whatever display you're using. We've got quite a bit of experience with it now.
I love the party lights too. Those totally are the other reason.
Yeah,
all the lights can kind of dance.
That was to learn it. That was to learn the programming. It's like, right. Okay, let's see what we can do with it, and that helped.
Did you just have a party light button?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You want to go see it? You should go see everything this thing does.
And my 3-year-old can jump in that car, turn the master power switch on, and then push party mode.
Yes.
And she jumps out and goes and watches the lights dance.
It's pretty awesome.
It's a very cool integration between the PDM. We're using a what's the button, Marine?
Blink Marine.
Blink Marine
keypad.
Yeah.
Right,
so nice fancy buttons. We're using the AEM CD dash.
Yep.
So all this stuff communicates via CAN signals.
Right.
Yep.
So
two wires all over the place.
Two wires, right. And any status for any sort of power, the ABS, the lights, the turn signals, everything.
Yeah.
It's all on our display. So it's almost factory
like. CAN seems so it seems like it's a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Until you get it. You figure it out, and then it's all of a sudden it becomes
simple.
Like
when I wired up my Hall Tech and I was like, wait. What?
Yeah. Right.
I can run this race pack with two wires,
right.
And it can display anything I want?
Yep.
Anything.
How the heck does that work?
Right.
It's so cool. It's so neat. But so you got a lot of stuff figured out with that.
Right.
The party lights alone are half the reason I want to do it.
Right. I mean, that's the only reason.
And you get to program this power stuff to do whatever you want, however you want. Like, let's say the car flips over.
Right.
You can have it shut off all power based on it detecting that it's flipped over.
Right.
So,
can you do stuff like if it trips a breaker, it resets itself?
Yep. Oh, yeah. You can have it keep
running. We had that in the garage yesterday, actually.
Yeah, the HIDs have been a little bit of a challenge. When HIDs are cold, they draw a lot of power.
Yeah,
so
I've heard that.
Usually, when it's cold like it was yesterday, when you turn the HIDs on, it will trip once or twice before they'll stay on.
You gotta get that ballast a little bit hotter,
right. So it's just one button push, and you'll see it come on. They'll shut off for a second. They'll come back on, and then they'll be good.
It's pretty rad.
Pretty rad,
man. Any drawbacks from something like that, or no? Like anything that aside from learning curve, is there any drawback?
I was gonna say the learning curve is probably the biggest issue.
Right.
You know, it's not as simple as a fuse in a relay anymore. Right. You have a lot more computer programming learning, and that's probably where Alex is like.
Right.
It doesn't faze him at all. This is what he does every day. So coming from maybe more old school background, it's a little harder to learn.
That was the thing that drew me to the CarTech one, which Pegasus distributes. You don't even have to program anything. You can do it right on the display.
Sure.
But I think it's a little bit more rudimentary, every 5 amps or whatever.
Sure.
Just pretty simple.
Yep.
But it's a little bit attractive in that. Also, it's simple. But
sometimes, simple is
kind of a cross between the modern and a freaking bucket of fuses, and you push a bunch of things into it.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to learn. I don't know. That's the one thing I've kind of figured out. Don't be afraid to learn it. And you might struggle with it for a little bit, but once you got it figured out,
you feel like a king.
Yeah.
I love being able to log into my Hall Tech and be like, oh, yeah, I can fix that.
Yep.
I got to remember what I did in April.
Right.
I do that again?
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. That was a huge learning curve for me, coming from OBD0 Honda.
Is that what you have in your Civic now? It's Hall Tech
Elite 1500? Elite 1500.
I like the Hall Tech stuff.
Big learning curve from OBD0 Honda stuff. So what's in the future for you guys with your cars?
Dual clutch transmission.
Yeah.
That will happen eventually. You guys have got to slow down with the events.
I know.
I can't.
It's we get okay. Well, it never ends, last man. Event for the H patent, and then we'll get the DCT done.
And was he gets three back, events ago.
He gets he gets caught up with real work. He's like, okay, let's look at the DCT. You know, Road America is like 6 days from now.
Yeah.
Okay, we can't do that. We can't do DCT yeah. by then.
I was unaware that King of the Mountain was even on your schedule. Like, you I know, didn't know that lot, was a thing.
A lot
that
of these events
planned.
Aren't on our schedule
until
they
the
just
car's
somehow
not
get
blown
roped.
Up.
Like we just get. King, I blame Alex.
King of the Mountain was always on the schedule until Andy said, "I can't." And like when on the drive home from PPIR, Andy was not going to King of the Mountain.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's how it happened. Andy wasn't going. I wasn't going. So right. this all started back in. This is kind of Brandon's thing, right?
Yeah, Brandon Ranvek.
Brandon Ranvek. Back in at the big trade show. What's the big trade
PRI?
Show? Called?
PRI.
Yeah. yeah. I was going to call it
the
PIR.
Big trade show.
Yeah. PRI last year, Brandon comes over to me and said, "Oh, I wrote in Andy on King of the Mountain. They're going to invite him next year." I was like, "Okay, what's he driving?" He's like, "Well, you know, I thought there's an S2000 that he needs to drive and what have you." I was like, "Oh, you wanted Super K to go?" He's like, "Yeah, Super K should go." I was like, "And you didn't want me to drive it?" He's like, "Well, I thought maybe Andy could drive it."
This son event. Of a bitch.
So anyway, so we were going at that point back at PRI. Then on the way back, Andy didn't want to go. He wanted to get caught up with work and things like that, which totally get. So I wasn't going to go. And then Brandon messaged me as we were driving back and said something about King of the Mountain. I was like, you should talk to Andy and talk him into going again. And then a couple days later, Brandon said, "Are you coming?" I was like, "I don't know." And Brandon said it's just him going. Like, his wife couldn't go. Nobody could go. It's like, I can't let Brandon go all the way out there by himself. So
how, far,
like,
how far of a drive is it for you?
It was like 10 hours for me. So, and Brandon has 5 hours to get to my house. So it's like, okay, I'm going. So now I'm going to, like, Andy, you need to come. Like, Brandon will drive it out. You fly out there. We'll figure it out. We kind of figured it out. He said, okay, fine. I just booked my ticket. And this is over Facebook Messenger. And I'm like, Andy, you kind of seem mad about this. He's like, yeah, I kind of am. So anyway, Andy flies out, misses half of the first day, barely qualifies for the finals, wins the whole thing, gets the check, loads us up, and then goes to the airport and flies home. So, to do a drift event.
Yeah, I did a drift event the next day.
Unbelievable.
So, yeah, it was kind of... But then that gives us 3 weeks then or 2 weeks till Road America and it gets down to and I kind of know when it's coming. Just from the communication goes from oh yeah we get this done and all this it's like well this is tough this is kind of difficult and I know it's coming it's like I can't let you go out of Road America with an untested DCT I just can't do it. It's like yeah I kind of figured that was coming.
How much of a learning curve do you think the DCT is going to be?
You've been talking and kind of planning this swap now for a full year.
Over a year, yeah.
Because you and I were talking about it in the truck here at the finals last
right.
year.
Right.
Yeah.
That's when it was probably June last year when we figured out it was possible. And then right before this event last year, it was feasible. So it's like
because you sold race motor, right?
It's like well, I kind of need to make sure this is going to be legal before do all this. So that's when I started talking to you about it. And yeah, so it's a year in the making, but it's you know it's not we're not the first in the world to do this, but maybe like the fifth.
Yeah.
So it's there's still kind of groundbreaking.
Yeah, there's not off-the-shelf parts you can really buy for this stuff. Right. So it's pushing the boundaries of what...
You know that Adam helped fabricate the very first K-Miata parts.
Somebody's really? Got to do the first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did all the I built the first one.
Right, well, we have our flywheel Stupid. Adapter is
I wish
homemade.
I had.
What parts did you have to build?
All of them.
All of them? Like yeah. engine mounts and...
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't That's build awesome. The adapter plate. It's the only thing I didn't build.
Yeah.
Oil pan, oil pump, all the pickup
really?
Stuff, yeah.
That's
crazy.
Yeah. That's
yeah, that was a pain in the butt. Six oh, months yeah. of like my free time.
Yeah, yep. it's not easy.
And now there's 1,000 of them.
Yep.
And get I royalties?
Built the first one. No, I don't. Actually.
My God. Where's David?
Oh, that's
yeah, where's Kelsey?
That's why you're so
he
wealthy
offered
now.
Me a partnership on the company at one point. I didn't do it because I'm dumb.
Yeah,
so. That'll happen.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's kind of, it'll be done when it's done kind of a thing. It might be for Gingerman.
I'm really excited to, like, I'm excited to hear it go down the straightaway.
Yeah.
Oh, me too.
And have everything just click, click.
Yeah, I'd be like,
is it going to do sick, like, backfire?
I hope so. I was at a PCA event here, actually, last weekend. And that's all I thought about. Every time they would go down the straight, and you hear these Porsches with their PDKs just... And then the downshifts.
So,
and, like,
dope.
Everything was just so perfect. I'm like, all right, that S2 has to sound like this.
Yes.
The first time it goes on track, it has to sound like this. I don't want to, like...
PDK sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Dude.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's just...
Yeah, and race sequentials and everything they have.
Right.
So, I don't know. It'll work.
I assume... So, like, this track is not ideal for your current setup because you're gear limited right now.
We will be, so we're, and he's got a little bit gun shy after exploding an engine last week, and so we're at like 440 wheel horse right now.
I try not to take like these fresh JDM engines and like shove them at 500 horse right away. I like to work up to it. Like, all right, just do 400, so prove 400 for a bit.
Used to it, right?
Okay, 450.
I don't all right,
Alex is not running fast enough. Jackie's beating him. All right, turn it up a little bit more. Yeah, turn it up more.
It's ready to go.
So we're at 440 horse. Our max speed is 145
now
in the one session.
You're out of gear.
Right. And that's, so on the street mug chat, I'm getting all the, you know, the memes saying those are rookie numbers, you got to pump those numbers up. The fact is, if we had 1,000,000 horsepower right now, our max speed is 150 miles an hour. That's we'd be just,
so
it's how long we're running on the rev limiter.
In the swap, are you going to get a lot more gear?
Yes, we will have a theoretical top speed of 227 miles an hour.
That's
so
dope.
In seventh gear,
it's like putting an old HF transmission in a CRX with a theoretical top speed of 267 or
right.
something.
So yeah, we will no longer be power limited.
Oh shit, son! I love that. Man.
I cannot wait for that. It's
I just
awesome.
Wanted to go wah pa pa like every gear shift.
Do the downshift.
Awesome.
Do the downshift.
Wait. It's going to have a crackle tune on it as well.
it's going to be great. I can't wait.
So I don't think we've actually talked about this, but with where you are already today, you will have certainly clinched the Street Mod Championship. So congratulations.
Thank you.
You're now in good company.
Yeah.
A couple of Street Mod champs here. Right?
I will cling to my Street Mod victory for as long as I live.
Yeah, man, you got to
lay
that motorsports
so
stick
I.
on the table, baby. Yeah.
Well, if you run next year, you might be the only person to win back to backs.
It's going
to
be tough.
Do you remember when Street Mod could be won by a car that wasn't a tube frame with 10,000 horse? Back in the Alex Moss and Abe Schmucker days? Amazing.
No aero on the car.
Like
no splitter,
was
no
dead
anything.
Stock, actually.
Just drove it.
Yeah,
and now,
Abe's like,
now
why do you need that? I did it in a stock car.
Now you'd get like
with a turbo upgrade
in a car like that.
Yeah.
I get beat on by
the
guys
times
in street
have
class.
You gotta have the Eric Dewey DeWitt 10,000 horsepower, 10,000 RPM Subaru in order to get a finish nowadays. You know.
So I mean, assuming that somebody beats Dewey's time from last year here. Are there any records in any class, other than Unlimited, where the Canadian guys can't come? Is there any record that stands from 2019 into 2020?
At this event?
At any event for Grid Life for the whole year.
There have been a lot of records. So
But has anything from 2019 stood this year?
Like
I
every
can't
event?
I don't think so. Because Ferris beat everything in track mod.
Right. Hulk has beat...
Hawk has everything beat pretty much everything there.
Oh. Street GT was pretty new, and
Kobe
Shield
beat
himself.
Out of every record
he built,
went
right?
to.
Yeah. And I know Street Mod's fallen. The record has fallen every single
event.
I'll
have to double check, but it may be fresh records except for Unlimited.
Right.
You know, Andy used to drive an Unlimited car.
Yep.
Used to.
Yeah.
Still have it?
Yeah, we were watching the video the other day, actually, of Andy's car doing a 236 at a 136 at Gingerman.
We
at
were?
At the first Grid Life.
Oh, yeah, the very, very first one.
Man, everything was so new and fun back then.
Yeah.
It was such a chill event. It was like track day picnic if nobody showed up.
Dude, we thought it was out of control. I was like, I have no idea how we're going to do this. We figured
it out.
We've
got, 50 people are coming?
Using the hard card? Remember the hard cards?
I don't want to talk about RFID.
No, you don't have to tell us. We tried doing an event with those,
too. I know. I talked to Eric
and
Megan about it.
Andy, you were at Grid Life 1?
Yep.
So you've been to everyone?
Every festival, yeah.
I don't know if I've been to every festival. I've definitely been to, like, I might have missed one festival.
Right.
But I've been to the very first one.
I feel so much regret that I missed the first two.
You didn't miss much. I don't even remember them.
The first one was pretty cool because it was just like, oh, what's this event? What? Grid Time Attack? Yeah, let's sign up for it. It's like $100, whatever. We'll just go do it for one day. Yeah. So a couple of us guys, we just came out and did it for that one day.
Did you win overall?
Yeah, with a 136.
So crazy. I wouldn't even win GLTC now.
Right.
Just win street, maybe? What street?
I'm the only person in the entire world that's been to every single Grid Life event. And I intend to not have that record stand forever because I'm getting really tired.
Have you ever missed a Honda meet?
No.
Is that record going to stand forever?
I don't know. How long am I going to be alive? it's been a lot of years now, man. It's been hard, but it's been fun. So, the buddies that you guys bring to the events, like the cars that you guys bring to the events, and like the progression that has been fueled by you guys, like I freaking love it. I'm so glad you're here.
It's this weird like reciprocal economy,
right?
In that like Andy now runs a shop that does a lot of builds for Grid Life.
Right.
Yes.
And so, like, he wouldn't have as much business if we didn't exist. And, like, if he didn't exist, we wouldn't have competitors to bring fast cars.
Yeah. I'd have to build, like, stupid Subaru street cars that people that don't compete with. Yeah, I know. I want to, like, have when people come and ask, like, hey, can you do something? I want to just be like, all right, what class are you in?
Yeah. Like, where are we running this?
Yeah, which event are we doing?
Yeah.
And no event? Whatever. Go someplace else.
I'm busy. Sorry. Yeah. Kick rocks, nerd.
I feel like
the bricks.
I may have said this on the show before, but did you know that he and Ronnie have an internal competition where they can see who fixes the most cars each weekend?
I love that. That's so cool.
Where's Ron?
I don't know.
He's your friend. Where is he at? I miss him.
He's too busy with Porsches lately.
He's out on his pontoon, I think.
Yeah, he
bought a pontoon. He probably got smart.
Yeah, bought a boat.
He bought a boat.
Yeah.
And what did he do? He spent a weekend on the lake fixing it while he was floating.
He didn't fix it. He was trying to mod it. Apparently that motor is offered like in three phases just with different restrictor plates and stuff. So he sent me a picture of him like pulling it apart while he's on the lake, pulling the restrictor plate out of the throttle body or
Houghton
something.
Houghton has threatened to buy a boat every single Time Attack event for the
I could
the
see
entire
Ron
time he's been
literally
coming,
drilling holes in his boat to see if he could fix it before it sinks.
Yeah, that sounds fun though. A pontoon does not sound terrible. I kind of like pontoons.
Yeah,
slow. Just chill, jump off sometimes, swim around.
I think the idea sounds fun, but I think once you get out on the pontoon, you're just going to go nuts.
I'm sure it's a little bit different, but
it kind of reminds me of what...
Floating
prison cell?
Yeah.
Last time you were on a boat?
It kind of reminds me of like what we did at the car meet in Chicago when we went to Weekfest. Right?
Right.
Like, you go there, you set up, you like get your things together, and then let's say you launch your boat. And you just sit there.
We're about 2 hours into Weekfest, and Abe and I are like, what if the bar's open?
You don't know what to do after a while.
What do we do?
But I also totally enjoyed myself. Because you have a bunch of these conversations, too. Like, that's part of the fun.
And you got, like, a quadruple gin and tonic.
Those were gnarly.
That was fun. Yeah. So
you need some more?
You've got one more event
this
year.
That's the hand sanitizer.
Which is kind of the event that people want to run. I think this will be a year where we see a lot of insanely fast stuff.
I think the weather is okay.
Hopefully the weather holds out because that's been this whole year has been one where we weren't planning on building the car over the winter and then.
Right.
Letting it sit. It's been keep progressing the car for that Gingerman event and seeing what we could do. Because
your first Grid Life wasn't all that long ago. Like you kind of got involved in this really fast.
Yeah.
Within the last 18 months, the cars went from like NA Power. I remember you running a speed ring a little while back.
Yeah.
And then NAK. It went to supercharged, and then it went to turbocharged, yeah. And then it went insane.
Yeah.
It escalated
yeah.
very quickly.
Yeah, back-to-back speed rings, it went from 230 horse to 530
How many hours of wrenching?
No,
seriously.
No.
What do you think the hour total is on that car?
I don't know. How many hours?
Do you think you're over 1,000?
What's shop rate?
13, 14 hours maybe?
Do you think you're 20? Over 1,000 man hours in that one car?
I'll tell you what, Alex. $50 an hour. 1,000 hours. Yeah, that's about right.
That's about right.
That's probably about right.
Oh, damn.
That's why when I get a message saying, sorry, the car blew up. It's not going to be at Road America. I say, okay, no problem.
So Alex and I were saying in the garage here the other day, time attack and competitive time attack is the only activity that we know of where you could take a $10,000 S2000, put $60,000 in it, and be left with an $8,000 time attack car.
Yeah. Yeah, reduce the market value.
Why are we such idiots?
We are such idiots.
I do
just
have,
buy a GT3.
I know, right? Just buy a Weissach package GT2 RS and sound sick. So you guys, I have one more question, and then whatever Abe wants to talk about, I got to go get another drink, go to bed. Do you guys seem like you're pretty good buddies? How is it working together in on a car? Where somebody owns it, somebody works on it. Like, how do you do that?
This is one of those questions where you ask each other in isolation.
I know, right?
See what
this dude cannot put away a tool. It is just like tools everywhere. Every time he needs to grab a tool, it's out
so
of the
he comes
toolbox
to and help, and you have to bill him $50 to clean up your tools.
I had to tell him that he has to buy his own toolbox when he wants to come work at the shop on his car. And you only get to touch those tools.
Yeah, they have to be a different color and brand.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's why he has his own toolbox now, his own, like, area, his own cart. Other than that, it's not been bad.
Not so bad.
So I think it works pretty well, to be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, it obviously, there's a little bit of success here. So far, so good, right?
No, it works out.
What do you guys want to plug? I'm talking about you don't even care. You're too busy. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't know.
buy parts off Andy. Go to his website. Buy a if you want a PDM.
Oh, yeah, I have a website. I sell stuff.
Right.
What do I sell?
Hats.
Hats.
You want a hat? PDMs.
You gave me a bunch of t-shirts when your email address.
You have, an e-store that's very good.
Yeah, I do.
And you have a website that's very less good. You should just let Alex do all of it.
Well, I think he's supposed to be. He's been slacking lately.
But like the website is just like, here's my email.
I don't have anything to do with.
Remind me, I have to take my phone number off.
US. I just do shop ASM Motorsports. That one I'm.
Which I should probably just forward everything to that website.
Yeah.
And I should probably get more things on that website. It's just no time.
But if
stop doing so many events.
If you're just busy and you're.
These events take like a
week. I'm aware, man. I'm aware.
It's like you have 2 days of prep. You got to get here. You got to be here for the like 3-4 days. Yeah. Then you get home.
Then
you got to
go home and
unpack.
Install a bunch of patio doors for people you don't want
to.
Oh, that's just
gasoline show up with their new and exciting ways to film a video.
Right.
Yeah.
Which
and you have
is
to be quiet.
Work in silence. Hey, can you put a trans in my car? In silence, please.
That's a thing? No music?
It's super hard to do.
What is it, ASMR?
Yeah.
They just want to hear the noise.
It's torture.
Yeah.
It's torture.
Really?
It's you have... Okay, it's one thing people watching you work, but, like, now they are listening with, like, every little, like you fart, or you, like, hiccup or something. Like, everything gets
hurt. Or shuffle your feet.
Yeah. You do anything. So it's worse than just someone watching you. It's right. They're listening so closely.
So what is interesting about some of the Gears and Gasoline videos is some of their more highly viewed videos are just like 15 minutes of no commentary car detailing.
Yep.
Where it's just like a dude washing the car and polishing.
It's
and
so
doing
weird, man.
Why do people want to watch the weirdest things?
I have
things?
No idea.
Like, is that the new thing? Like, kids watching video games now?
Yeah, kids watching people playing video games.
Right.
Yeah,
I don't
and know. Now, like people
want
to just
I don't
watch
make
someone
fun
else
about
clean
some
something?
Of that because during the beginning of COVID season, we did a lot of commentary for Grid Life iRacing. And watching iRacing is amazing.
Hours and hours and hours.
Yeah, that's...
I think that's just because no one else can do anything else.
Nothing else to do.
That's that was sports at that point, right?
Yeah. It was sort of the only thing we had going on.
Just old. I don't get it.
Man, those were really depressing times.
Word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I did not want to call Time Attack for Forza Motorsport.
I know.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You were going to do Time Attack in Forza?
No, we did.
Yeah, for weeks and weeks.
Did anyone blow up?
No, nobody cried.
Then it wasn't real time.
Amazing. What did you talk about while the track was being cleaned up?
Actually, now that you mention it, there were some positive aspects. There was no toes at all. Yeah. Ever.
Dang.
Yeah, what were the drivers meeting?
They just
like,
they drove through the ghosts of their friends.
Connect your controller?
Yeah. It was amazing, actually, in that respect. But we actually talked about that a bunch, where it was like, this is kind of awesome that we never have to send the safety truck. Yeah.
The other amazing thing, like, I think what we've seen, especially with some of our friends in pro racing and even in GLTC, like, there is a barrier to entry, and you need at least some kind of financial backing, whether it's personal or professional, to come do these kinds of events. The cool thing about iRacing is that, like,
you don't
need any of that, right? Like, it's need, just racing.
Like, $280
you
on Craigslist and you're in.
You should see what people spend on their rigs. No,
that's not a prerequisite. Just because you buy that stuff doesn't mean that you...
There were literally
you
people with using keypads.
Yeah, but you,
and
can,
doing
you
well.
Can come to Grid Life with your stock neon and...
But it's not real racing.
It's not the same, man.
I just wanted to say that because I know some of these people get upset about it.
Well, you know that DJ didn't have racing experience before he came.
DJ Alessandrini?
I do think iRacing does teach you a lot of certain skills, but...
I almost think it might be a better place to start.
Oh, for sure.
Because you
a lot less risk.
Yeah, and you're also not... Like, you jump from, like, 15 years of being on track, and you get into a sim, and you're like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
But you get into a sim and you do that for 5 years and you get on track and you're like, oh, I have all these other senses.
Right.
I have more tools.
Yep.
Instead of you took some away. Yep. Like there are pluses.
It for
to
sure
it,
is so. Definitely a benefit. It's not, I don't think it's hurting anything.
No, I think racecraft also huge benefit.
Yep.
Yeah.
For
anyway.
Sure.
Well, I think we did a show. I'm done talking. I have no voice left and my mouth hurts.
You need
Thank
another
you guys
white
for
cloth?
Being on the show. Thank you for supporting Grid Life and
thanks for
bringing
us.
Out the well, coolest God. Stuff.
Thank you.
I want to say thanks to all of our Patreon subscribers.
We will do more shows for you soon. Event season is really, really hard.
We're getting there.
Lots of miles in the RVs. When are you going to buy an RV?
I don't know. Is
RVs
it winter yet?
The
I'd rather ice race.
By the way.
All I ever hear about is you guys fixing your RVs.
No, don't worry about that.
We've got race cars to fix.
Is that why you guys can't bring race cars? Is because you have the RVs?
2 weeks ago, I was too stressed out about this event to even consider driving.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how you do it. I give you credit. I've helped put on a local organization,
really down,
and it's
dude.
Like that. You can be a driver, or you can organize car events. You can't do both.
No. I'm trying. I'm trying really hard.
It's not possible.
I'm driving a Midwest Festival.
You should.
I drove at Audubon. I drove at
Do you need
Ohio.
Any help? We'll help you.
Yeah.
I need help.
What are you driving? You want to drive Super K?
No.
You want to drive Trainer?
I can maybe afford Trainer. I cannot afford to replace Super K.
They're about the same
just
cost,
don't crash
actually.
No, I mean, I'm planning on bringing my car and freaking sending it, baby. I had a really good time at Mid-Ohio. Mid-Ohio
and
he's
driven
fun.
Super K at Midwest Festival.
Yeah?
Oh, do you have Hoosiers. A plan for that? Do you want to talk about it?
Andy's driving it, and Tomo said he wants to drive it, too.
On Hoosiers.
Everyone drives it.
So
no, I don't know about Hoosiers.
Oh, I thought you meant
they'll do
Hoosiers.
Some exhibition runs if we can give them some time to do it.
Yeah.
Figure it out. Figure it out, man. This is going to be a fun Midwest because we're going to go into the dark. We're going to do whatever we want.
And it's literally our event. We can do what we want.
Yeah. Yeah. I checked. It says I can do what I want. All right. Well, I'm going to be done talking. I appreciate you guys coming on. Thanks for coming out.
Thank you.
And,
cheers, guys.
Yeah, pretty good night.
Slip Angle was created by Austin Cabot and Adam Jabe, co-hosted by Derek Yarbrough and production by Abram Schmucker, who mixes all of our terrible audio. If you like the show, please rate us and review us on iTunes and come and find us in the pits at Grid Life to say hello.